Yeah. We're right back to it. Afternoons with Arcand and Hart on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons, Christian Arcand, Andy Hart. Nice to have you with us here today. We're going to be joined by Tommy Curran in about 45 minutes. Looking forward to hearing what he has to say today as the world turns over there in Foxborough. And I'll tell you who's got their eye on that. That would be Bill Belichick, Mike Lombardi, and Matt Patricia, fellas over there at the Underdog podcast company. Well, I guess Underdog's fantasy sports, but they do content for them over there with their podcast. And as you could probably tell, Belichick's already been doing a bit of a victory lap. I know people have taken issue with that term. I don't know how else you – what else do you call it when he's coming up there saying, yeah, you know, last year this team was really good against the run, and now they suck. Huh, weird, isn't it? All the same players, all the same guys calling them soft. I don't think they're soft. I think they're pretty tough. And last year when I was the coach, they were awesome. So I don't know what's going on with these guys. It's a victory, lad. There's no other way to say it. And Mike Lombardi has been – really, I mean, you talk about a good guard dog. He's been right there. He has been barking right at everybody and getting this narrative out there, this Belichick propaganda. And he was there. He was there for this latest go round of swats at the Gerard Mayo pinata. Let's take a listen to what Bill Belichick, Matt Patricia, and Mike Lombardi had to say on the Underdog podcast.
It's Jets week, but boy, the Patriots got a lot of questions to answer between the head coach and the atmosphere and, you know, who's soft and who's not soft and so forth.
When you ride bicycles in the locker room, I mean, I don't know how you could pretend you're not soft. I mean, everybody gets a bicycle ride. I mean, isn't that what they're there for, right?
Probably to warm up, but I know what you're saying there.
All right, just stop it right there for a second, please. That's what I was talking about earlier. Here's Bill, and he's already, I got a lot of questions to answer. You got a lot of questions with the head coach and who's soft and who's not soft. Gross, by the way. And also, you know, all this other stuff, the atmosphere and everything else. And then, boom, here comes Lombardi, the little devil on the shoulder. He's like, well, everybody gets a bike ride, right? Oh, you're not soft. You're soft. You made it soft. And then here's Patricia, the angel on the other shoulder. I think it's just to warm up you guys. They're like, yeah, shut up, Matt. Shut up, dork. You don't know what it is. You know what's going on here. They're soft. They're a bunch of – there's a new age crap is going on here. That's what it is. And maybe you're right. Maybe you're onto something there about Patricia, but I thought that was interesting.
He's looking not to burn a bridge.
Lombardi has just been so over the top with this stuff. He's making Matt Patricia seem like a very thoughtful – Matt Patricia, by the way, who is stood up straight, respect the process, and oh, by the way, I made the greatest play in the history of the Super Bowl. That Matt Patricia is looking like this very thoughtful, reasonable guy.
Well, among those two.
Compared to the other two. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And we also need to remember, Lombardi, I do think, has a personal axe to grind because he was brought to New England when he was still being paid by Cleveland at the time, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And then as soon as the Cleveland contract ran out, the Crafts wanted no part of keeping him around, weren't going to pay him, so he was run out of town. So I think there's a little bit of a personal thing there. I just, the Bill part, with, you know, they got a lot of questions, the coach, and it's like, wow, you're just coming off the top, you're leading with the coach. Like, he's basically saying, could Gerard Mayo be fired? And that was mine added. What do they write in writing? It says, like, emphasis mine or whatever. Like, I think he's
evil
chuckling.
Evil laugh mine,
yeah.
Yes.
He's chuckling that 7 games into Gerard Mayo's career, his career is on the ropes. He's on the hot seat. And I think Bill is loving that. I honestly think he's loving that. And because there's no other reason for you to bring that up immediately. Because Adam Schefter tried to kind of not laugh it off, but say, that would still be kind of crazy, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Like, Bill is leading with it.
Yep.
His lead thing, a lot of questions. Head coach, hey, everybody notice? I wasn't so bad. Even when I was bad, I was better than this guy. Even when I was dysfunctional, I was a debacle. It wasn't this much of a debacle.
No, but it was still
that was
debacle,
Bill. Did you hear Bill?
It was still that's a pretty good weasel laugh right there, like in the Happy Gilmore,
oh, yeah.
You know, a little weasel laugh. I would say that you know you want to take your victory lap, fine. I do think that this is all very convenient that none of them really point out the fact that this team was awful last year. I mean, this team was garbage last year. Was the run defense a little better? Sure. You got it, Bill. The run defense was better. All the way to 4 wins. And actually, Lombardi, and they talked about this in the midday show, I heard a little bit. Lombardi even mentioned the offensive line being a problem last year. If we could keep playing this, it goes on a little more. Go ahead, Jackson.
Probably to warm up, but I know what you're saying there, Mike.
Well, look, shut up,
I'm just
Patricia.
Saying what I saw. It's a kinder, gentler program. I'm not sure that we can you can do that, especially when you have such a young team and their offensive line has really struggled all year. They struggled to pass protect. That was a problem going into the season. It was a problem last year.
Problem last year. Problem last year. Wait a minute. There's no problems last year. Last year, everything was great. Last year, everybody was just cruising around, winning games, you know, going to the conference. Oh, wait a minute. No, you were a four-win team and ended up picking third in the draft last year. You were a joke last year. The Patriots last year were embarrassing. They were an embarrassing team. They may be more embarrassing now.
Oh, yeah.
But let's not act like that was something worth keeping going last year. I mean, come on. You ripped a Band-Aid off and there's a lot more blood started coming out. I'll put it to you that way. Maybe you were covering up some things there that Belichick was glossing over with his, I don't know, with his reputation and sort of the idea that if you cross him, this is going to happen. By the way, did that stop Jack Jones from going through the airport with a bunch of guns? Did that stop J.C. Jackson for whatever thing he got in trouble with? That guy was handpicked by Bill to come back here. Mm. Guys were defying him left and right. This wasn't like people really have this great sense of revisionist history when it comes to these last few years of the Bill Belichick era. They were not good. They were not smooth. It wasn't like he ran this tight ship. It was an embarrassing mess, and he was getting undermined all over the place, too. I think that went into his firing. I do. I think that had something to do with it.
You think Bill was mad about that, that Lombardi said? The offensive line sucked last year, too, basically.
I mean,
listen, Mike, this is not what we're here to do right now. We're talking about Mayo. We're ripping Mayo and the current Patriots. You want to stay on this podcast, you will shut your mouth over there.
Yeah, now, maybe it was used as sort
of a jokes, buddy.
Veiled shot at Elliott Wolf. Like, hey, it was bad last year, and you didn't make it any better. Well, yeah, I mean, who left it to you in this state that it's in?
Maybe that was an attempt, but you know, there was a stray. There was a little shrapnel that hit Bill on the way out the door in this one, and we were bullying Mayo. We were bullying the current team. Let's stay away from my legacy.
Yeah, Lombardi's going to be in like a little cage next time.
No, he's going to do a Mayo. He'll have to come out on like some other podcast or on his social media and kind of backtrack. I didn't mean to imply that Bill Belichick's offensive line
was also it was great. Yeah, the offensive line, and they won 14 games, and it was the best thing ever, and I can't believe they fired him. Okay, Mike, 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We're talking with Tom E. Curran here in about 30 minutes, but when we come back, we're going to check in with your Boston Bruins, who are in action tonight and who have not been looking great lately.
No.
That's coming up next.